was the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Just realizing I don't have Alpha Bucks in front of me.
Oh, let me see if I can get that email up.
Yeah, you do that. I'm going to like pad.
Okay.
Like, seamlessly.
Okay.
La da 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 da. Welcome to the show.
That's singing, mate.
That's padding, baby. That's how I do it. I can just tell people a joke, maybe.
I'll tell you
the first joke I ever remember from my school principal. He used to tell this joke. All right, Carly. So there's a frog. It's so bad. All right. So there's a chicken, walks into the library, grabs a bunch of books, walks around going, book, 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 gets 5 books, checks them out. Librarian's like, oh, that's a bit weird, chicken out of book, but whatever. Next day, chicken comes back, walks around looking for a book, 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 grabs 5 more books, checks them out, heads off. Librarian's like, this is kind of weird. Why is a chicken getting all these books out, right? Third time, chicken comes in, walks around, book, 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 5 more books, leaves, goes. Librarian's like, I'm going to find out where the hell this chicken is taking these books. This is absurd. What is going on? Follows the chicken, woes over heels, goes through forests, goes by the creek, comes up to this little pond, and in there is a frog. And the librarian, looking at the distance, notices the chicken come up and goes, bok, 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 hands the 5 books over to the frog. The frog looks at the books and goes, Reddit, Reddit, Reddit. Have you got Alpha Bucks ready?
On that note, you know what I love about those jokes, Alan? Is they're always the most
awesome,
obscure, like you would never find yourself in circumstance to get to the punchline.
Disagree. My favorite thing about that joke is I can make it go for as quickly as it went then or 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've heard all we need to hear with that joke. Okay. So the letter.
It says Reddit. Anyway, yep.
The letter is R for Roger.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Roger that.
Yep.
All right. Let's. Okay. I think I'm going to go with what I think will be the hardest one.
Hit me.
A famous Australian.
Starting with R would be. Oh, I was going to say Ramsey Street, but that is not an Australian person. Starting with R, I feel like, is there a Ray Hadley?
Oh, yeah. I feel like you could pick a better Aussie.
Starting with R.
I mean, no, we would accept it. I'm just disappointed. Was it
Robbie Margot? Like, do I say
that? That's Margot.
Yeah. I don't know. Starting with R.
Well, you could have had Rachel Griffith as well, or Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, Roy Jackman.
I feel like obviously, yeah, we would take Ray Hadley.
Yeah, absolutely we would.
I mean, we don't take Ray Hadley.
No, we absolutely do not take Ray Hadley. But in the quiz tomorrow, we'll take Ray Hadley. I tell you what, if you say Ray Hadley in it.
We know. We're going to know where you got that from.
You'll get a slight nod from me. You won't hear it. No one else will hear it. But you'll know that I'm there doing the old tip of the cap.
I'm still trying to think if there's anyone else.
Rove?
Rove! There we go. We like Rove better.
What the? It's quicker to say, actually. Say Rove, because then Carly can move on to the next, get rid of the syllables.
Rove? I wonder if that's his name, Rove.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's a stage name.
Yeah.
Wow, of all the names.
His real name is Huckleberry.
Oh, you've got me now, don't you?
No, it's not his real name. I'm going to look it up now, because before we can't leave people with a question to ponder.
I know.
His real name is he was born John Henry Michael McManus.
Oh, yeah, Rove's better than John. I wonder where Rove came from then.
Well, supposedly he, before there was a radio station called Nova, there was one called Rover, and he...
Are you just making this up?
Absolutely. I don't know.
He acquired the nickname Rove as a child from his sister.
Oh, okay,
but
cool.
It doesn't explain what the nickname's about.
She probably just couldn't pronounce John Henry Michael.
We'll just call him Rove for short.
It works. All right, there you go. We're answering all the questions today. Enjoy the podcast. You had a joke. You got your Alpha Bucks in there. What more do you need? Probably just a suggestion for what we're doing in Headlands.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was going to say, I need a good idea. Yeah. That's what I need.
Once again, if you have any ideas of what we should be doing in Headlands, in that Carly's already booked the flights and accommodation, have you already booked?
Maybe.
Holy crap. Yeah, just let us know in the comments. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Big Brother is back again tonight on Channel 7 and 7 Plus at 7:30. And a man that's won the whole damn thing in the past is coming back for, I was going to say retribution, but I don't know. Can you get retribution if you've already a winner? We'll find out. Tim Dorner, good morning.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're good.
I'm doing well, mate. Getting back into it. What was the reasoning behind this?
Oh, I know. I'm a sucker for punishment, I think. It's kind of like, what do they call it? Stockholm Syndrome. syndrome where you kind of fall in love with your captor.
Uh-huh,
yep. So the idea of going back into the Big Brother house, it's like my dream. So I love the game, and I think it's going to be such a good show for fans. The idea to bring back some of the old versus these new players who are tenacious. They're in there to win from the beginning, but I'd love to get a second crown on my head, that's for sure. So I'm going to play pretty hard.
Now, Tim, what have you been up to since Big Brother wrapped up? Because I feel like, you know, if you're working in a cafe before Big Brother, it'd be hard to go back to working in a cafe after. So what have you been doing all these years?
Yeah, no, I guess I had to kind of go through a bit of life experience. I was watching myself back before I went back in this time, and I thought, gosh, you knew nothing. Like, I was this naive, loudmouth kid, and I won $250,000. And then in the real world, that doesn't go too far when you don't really have much life experience. But yeah, I rode the fame thing for a few years. I was really lucky to kind of get a few more opportunities out of it. But then I was like, oh, I don't really want to do this anymore. And I got into disability support care work.
Oh,
and that's
nice.
What I do now. I really love it. And it kind of, whenever I think, oh, like people stop me on the street, were you that guy that was on TV 10 years ago? I just think, oh, I was. But now I kind of, I don't know, it gives me a bit more purpose in life than just being a has-been reality TV star. And I love it. It's such a great job. And then Big Brother called and said, do you want to come back? Oh, all right.
Yeah. Right.
That 250 needs a bit of a top up.
I was looking at your, and now this isn't officially your Instagram, although it is called Tim's official Instagram. Last updated in 2013. Hopefully we'll see them blow the dust off the account and start updating it now you're back on TV, mate.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, blow the dust off it, guys.
It's literally got you like with two girls holding a trophy. We're hanging out with Tim last night back in 2013. So I don't know. Yeah, like let's bring it back. I mean, your account seems to be doing stuff, but I don't know. Like, are you the admin of this page? Do I need to remind you?
No, I've only got the one account, but it was some crazy. I remember back in the day, my series, the biggest Facebook fan page was Drew's Eyes. Drew, who did my series back in 2013, he's back for the new one. And gosh, he's dreamy looking, but his bloody eyes had their own Facebook page with like 50,000 followers or something.
Wow. Now, Tim, are you a little bit nervous going in? Because when you were first on, obviously you touched on there was social media, but now social media is in full force and everything gets scrutinized. Are you a little bit more nervous going in this time?
Yeah, everyone's been warning me. When we first did the show back in 2013, only just starting Instagram, and yeah, I don't think the trolls were kind of out of their cave just yet, but everyone's warning me, yeah, look out. No, I'm excited. It's like living in a house with anyone. I mean, we all went through lockdown living together with your family, and there's a lot of arguments. We basically, you'll see that play out on Big Brother this time around.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, we're looking forward to watching you tonight on Big Brother. It is back, 7:30 on Channel 7. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Looking forward to it.
But we want to know your personalised number plates, what you've seen or maybe what you have. Let's start with Jeanette joins us. Good morning.
Morning. How you going?
We are doing amazingly well for a Monday. The personalised number plates, is this yours or you've seen this out and about?
Well, this is one that we actually bought for my dad.
Okay.
Oh, love it. Okay, what do we got?
We've got Yol Fred.
Okay, like y'all, like as in a southern accent, like you all, y'all Fred?
No, it's Y-O, y'all Fred.
Oh, y'all Fred.
Where did this come from? Has this been inherited through like generations or?
No, look, his nickname is Fred. So we were drinking champagne on Coral Bay Beach one day and we just thought, why don't we get that for his birthday?
Just beautiful. Yo Fred.
And then
I love it.
And then Spiel has something to yell at him if he's going too slow on the road, right?
Yeah. The funniest thing was he worked on the Navy base down in Garden Island, and when he'd go through the security gate, they'd salute him and they'd go, yo, Fred.
That's so good. Let's go to Katia right now. Adam, Manjum up. What number plate do you have?
My number plate is F8AW8SU.
Okay. My brain just had a little melt.
Faint? What? Say it again. Yeah.
So it's F8AW8SU.
Fate awaits you.
Yes.
Okay.
See, that took me too long to figure out. I've already passed you by
Has
now.
Has anyone else ever figured it out?
It took me a while because I thought, I wanted something special for my car. So, I was thinking about it. And then I came, and suddenly I had a brainstorm and I came up with that.
That's great.
I think you're going to be the only one fighting for that number plate.
I think back in the day, it used to be just a magic happen sticker. But anyway, I like it. Let's go to Jill and Kalbarri. What's your number plate?
Hello, good morning, guys.
Morning.
My number plate is Pozzie, POZZIE.
Where'd this come from?
I'm a POM Aussie, Alan.
Oh, I love it.
I was like, she doesn't know how to... A postie must have been taken. And that's... a Pozzie.
I love that.
You can imagine the sorts of responses I get to that one. because they can be pretty wild.
And also the fact that your car has a massive Union Jack probably painted on it doesn't help as well, Jill, right?
I've actually got the English flag, and the Australian flag on the other end.
That's great, Jill. Thank you. Let's wrap it up with Paula and Kalgoorlie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. What is your personalised number plate?
Well, when I separated with my husband, his brother thought it would be quite funny if he got me the number plates, the number 4, MR, and Wells, so I would be former Wells.
I love that. That's so good.
He thinks he's pretty funny. He's pretty funny.
That's great. That wins. Well, thanks so much for that. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And from GWN 7 News, you know her as the person that Noel Brunning goes, and now Shauna Willis. She joins us now. Good morning.
Yeah, otherwise the teller of weather lies. Thank you.
I like the, and Shauna Willis with the weather. Shauna Willis looking sunny today. Does it annoy you when Noel Brunning steals like the most exciting part of the weather as his little throw to you?
Well, do you know what's interesting about that is I actually write that little throw.
Oh, so you make him look good.
Yeah. Well, because there's nothing more boring than just a here's Shauna with the weather.
Yeah. But then he steals your top line because he's like, and Shauna Willis, I understand there's going to be some snow on Bluff Knoll. Yeah. Shauna Willis, you're like, son of a gun.
I know, right? Just look, he's an old mate. I like to make him look good. He's got a cobalt running out, God bless him.
That is very kind of you. Hey, we don't just have you on to talk about the weather throwing to each other and stuff like that. We're here to talk about the GWN7 Top Tourism Town Awards. They're back again for another year.
Yeah, they are. There's 12 towns from across regional WA that have been named finalists across 3 categories. Highly coveted Australian awards, these are.
Yeah.
And a great opportunity for people out there in regional WA who live in some top spots to... vote. Yeah, it's awesome. GWN have been proud sponsors of these awards for more than 30 years. And we just think there's some really, really groovy places out there. There's 3 different award categories, right? You've got your big top tourism town award, right? That's the big gangbuster.
Yep.
Then you've got your small tourism town award. And then you've got your tiny tourism town award.
Yeah, very, very cute. Yeah, Carly and I were just chatting about this, the fact that we're both broadcasters on air. So, Carly, we're not allowed to have favourites, right?
No, we're not, because we go to the whole of WA just like you do as well, Shauna. So, do people constantly ask, and we won't do it because we're in the same boat as you, who are you voting for?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm just really thankful that my hometown of Albany is actually not one of the finalists this year. So I can quite happily say I have no particular favourites. Off the top of my head here. But there's some really good diverse places that are up for running.
But we only pretty much plan our tours around what wins Top Tourism Awards, Shauna. So
the pressure's on.
We're really waiting for these results so we can plan out our year, you know?
I know. It is all crazy. So the big winners are announced June 22nd. Voting closes May 24th. Make sure you go online to Top Tourism Town website and vote because I'm sure these places will really appreciate it.
100%. The place to go to is tourismcouncilwa.com.au. You find all the details on there. And also there's prizes just for voting. How good is that? Shauna, thanks for the chat today. When are you going to update your Instagram again? It's been since February, I just saw.
Oh, my God, I know. Oh, I'm like these high and lows on social media.
Carly, can you help her out a little bit?
I'm actually, you know what? Why don't you just start a TikTok and I'll see you over there.
Oh, Shauna, you're on TikTok.
Man, actually, I have joined up on TikTok. I sit there fascinated, just falling through. There are some cool people out there.
Take that as a no. Shauna Willis, thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Stop messing around. Let's get into it. Go.
Okay. So last week I said to you, Alan, we are taking this show on the road.
Love it. Good. Excellent.
And guess where we are headed? All right.
Okay.
We're headed to Port Hedland.
Sick. Okay. Port Hedland. All right. Yes. Excellent. I love it. I know. I didn't have a winning sound. I feel like we need to do one of these big, like. All right.
Okay, now last time...
But why are we going to... Are we going there for some Hedland Harbour Cafe food? Are we going there for pretty beach swimming? Are we going there for the Red Bank Bridge lookout? So many things we could be doing. What are we doing?
All of the above.
Okay, excellent.
But we're going there because, Alan, as you know, I've been kind of detailing on the show. I am new to WA. I'm keen to make some new friends, expand my friendship circle. And someone slid into my DMs from Port Hedland and wants to catch up for a coffee.
We're taking... I must have missed something. We're taking the show to Hedland too because someone chatted to you online.
Yes. Hopefully I'm not getting catfished.
I was going to say, like, are you make sure they're not from Nigeria. What are you...
No, lovely girl. She slid into my DMs. She's from Port Hedland, wanted to catch up for a coffee. So I thought, you know what? I'll come to you.
I know. I said off air, by the way, I'm just going to bring the curtain back a half a second here. I said that you had next pick of where we got to go as soon as like the COVID restrictions were, we could actually go out and do things.
Yeah.
And you've chose Port Hedland, which is awesome. I got a cousin-in-law technically that lives there as well.
Well, that'd then we've cool. got two reasons to go.
Well, I questioned the first. You're going to bring surely we're not going to bring the whole show just for this one reason.
I haven't got Big Boss Dan on board yet, which is what I'm going to need your help with today. So after the show, we are going to go in and we'll put together some sort of presentation.
Delay the meeting. He's going to say no to this.
No, I feel like if we put enough, because obviously you need work's going to have to
You need something bigger than this, a bigger idea.
What do you mean? I feel like coffee, everyone needs friends. I need friends.
It's going to
friendship is the best reason of all.
Can 24 hours, have 24 hours to think about doing something bigger than this? Because going to Hedland to catch up with one person, everyone listening right now is going, cool, but...
Okay, let's be honest. Everyone has taken advantage of a work perk from time to time.
Yeah, there's taking advantage and there's taking the mickey. Like, that is insane. 24 hours, this time tomorrow, pitch a bigger idea. You can include your little friend as well if you want.
Okay. All right,
because I'm not going to go to Boss Dan and pitch this, because he's going to be like, you like this idea, Alan, do you?
Okay,
I'm like, no.
I do hear what you're saying. So obviously between you and I, and let's hope he's not listening right now, that is the real reason. But give me 24 hours.
To go up with a lie? Oh, my God.
No. It won't be a lie. It'll be an epic reason that'll be all-inclusive, that will be very worth the airfare and the accommodation that work's going to front up. Just give me 24 hours, Alan. And I will be back, okay?
You have 24 hours.
24 hours.
Because if Dan asked you right now, if he said, hey, how's the idea sound? I'm going to say,
well, the thing
bit
is,
crap.
I have, because Dan doesn't book the airfares. So
what do you mean?
So Holtzie, who works here, books the airfares. So I've already actually got her and said, yeah, Dan's approved it. And she's actually already booked.
You need a better idea.
I had to tell her I was good for coffee.
You need a better idea. 24 hours,
Carly. Right, 24 hours.
24 hours.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.